Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, Intentional Transformation Community members. You're listening to the voice of Dr. Leonie H. Matteson, your host. It is a beautiful and wonderful day to be on top of the earth. I tell you, God is amazing, and I give God thanks in all things. I have settled in my heart just to give God thanks. So happy Sunday, everyone. I'm actually hiding in my closet away from my kids. So let me ask, how are you doing? How are you holding up in these very trying times? I genuinely hope that you and your loved ones have been staying well and safe. Just know I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking of you. I'm wondering how the folks that I'm not seeing, I'm wondering how you're doing. I talked to some people. I really haven't talked to many. I miss my church family. I miss friends. But I also am feeling grateful for this time of, I guess it's a time of transformation and transition for many. But let me say, I'm grateful in all things. And guess what, guys? Can you believe it? We've made it to today, day 10 of isolation, quarantine, social distancing, homeschooling, and teleworking. Yes, we did it. We did it. And you know what? This illustrates that action cures our faith. Deliberate, intentional actions is the antidote for getting rid of fear. And so please pat yourself on the shoulder and give yourself a compliment. And you know, the thing is, the compliment could be as simple as saying, I practiced washing my hands frequently. You could compliment yourself for having, you got out of bed this morning. You showered, hopefully. You got dressed. You're connecting with others. You're learning how to value community, and you're reading this post, or you're listening to this recording. And so give yourself, compliment yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Compliment yourself. And keep doing the things that's working well for you. Keep doing them over and over again so you can get from the day the impact of your contributions. I don't want you to get through the day. I want you to get from the day the value and impact of your contributions. So on that note, I wanted to share something with this Intentional Transformation community. And one of the biggest lessons I've learned over the past 2 weeks is that hope needs action to win victory. Let me say that again. Your hope needs deliberate, intentional actions to win victory. All is not lost, my friends. We may have lost some things. We will lose some things. But I just believe that it is a time of renewal and transformation. And there are three things that I have actually, I guess you can say, embraced, or I've concluded for myself, is that I will continue to pray. I will continue to praise God. I will prepare to win. I will prepare to win. I will prepare to overcome. I will prepare to allow myself to be transformed during this process. And I will plan as much as I can for what's next. So pray, praise, prepare, and plan. In between those four things, I've had to reset, recalibrate, make some readjustments. and realign my mindset. Because you see, we can allow fear to grip us and to actually keep us stuck and so focus on what's going on that before you long, if you're not careful, the season would have passed and we would have not experienced intentional transformation. And so to someone that's listening today, I want to encourage you from the bottom of my heart that you not waste time. Redeem the times. Pay attention to what's going on, but don't stay stuck. Be wise as you move through this season. So yes, hope needs action to win. So what do I mean by that, to share a little bit more about where I'm coming from and kind of why I decided to do or share this lessons learned during this season of my life and our lives. So 2 weeks ago, I found myself feeling very overwhelmed with emotions and anxiety. I mean, a lot of anxious thoughts as a result of the announcement of the coronavirus. And then later, we were told that we had to isolate. It was like a nervousness settled in my shoulders. My stomach started feeling tense and jittery. Before you know it, my thoughts were spiraling out of control. It was then that, thankfully, a friend reached out to me and she asked me two questions that I would like to encourage someone today. If you're thinking about checking in on your loved ones, your friends, your family members, these two questions really did something for me. It connected me and reconnected me to my friend, and actually reconnected me to my friend, reconnected me to myself, and connected me to the present moment of really what was going on. The two questions were, how are you doing? What can I do to help you? At the time, I remember, again, I was feeling downhearted. My mind was bouncing around with various anxious thoughts. And I knew in that moment, I needed a listening ear. I needed someone to hear me. I needed to hear a calming voice to help me to reorient to the present and to center my peace. So my friend called, and during our conversation, she introduced me to the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding method that you can easily apply to your coping skill set or toolkit. Now, if you want to calm anxious thoughts, reconnect to the present, you can do this via your five senses, which are your sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. So this is where this 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique can help. So the technique or the method is a simple yet powerful tool that slowly pulls you back to earth, brings you back to reality. So here's how it works. Start by taking a moment to become mindful of your breath. So let's do it together. We're going to do it together. So become mindful of your breath. So start taking some really slow, long, deep breath. Center yourself. You can probably take 2-3 long, deep breath. Close your eyes. Take a few more deep breaths. And as you do, I want you to really invite your mind back into this present moment. Slow everything down. Just slow everything down. Take captive. Take your mind captive. It's yours. Grab a hold of it. Take it back. So you can focus on the things that are lovely, the things that are true, the things that are kind. There's actually a Bible scripture that I really turn to quite often. And I want you to, if you have an opportunity to, after this recording, you can grab your Bibles if you have one, or get the YouVersion Bible app. And it is a scripture that's found in Philippians 4 and verse 8. And I really love this scripture. And it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, if there be any virtue, you gotta grab a hold of your mind. If there's any praise, think on these things. So that's what we're going to do with the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to start using our senses to get us back to this place of groundedness. So I want you to open your eyes. Open your eyes. And I want you to go ahead and just look around you for a moment. Look around you for a moment. Open your eyes. Look around you. Sit still. It's okay. Just look around you. I want you to pay attention to the things that surround you. Now, I want you to name 5 things you can see. So search within your environment or look outside the window. Name 5 things you can see. So I'm in my closet. I can see my shoes. I can see my belt. I see perfume. I see my vitamins. I see a bag on the floor. And I see a picture on the wall. 5 things, because I'm in my closet. And those are the 5 things that I am looking at in this very present moment. So I'll give you a couple more minutes to go ahead, to look around, and to name 5 things that you can see. Okay. Then number 2, find 4 things you can feel. Now this part was funny as I was writing this blog. So the 5 things that I came up with are, I can feel my face, the silkiness of my face, the soft of my fingertips, the texture on my hair. I can feel the texture of my hair. I can feel the texture of the material, the clothes I'm wearing. I love to feel the bottom of my feet. And I'm oftentimes just giving God thanks for my feet, because they've been so faithful in taking me around to, you know, fulfilling my assignment. I can feel the texture on my keyboard. My computer, keyboard, right? So just find 4 things you can feel. Remember, we're going back to the scripture that says, okay, we're going to find good things. So don't try to find anything that's awful. Don't try to find bad things. I want us to focus on good things. Okay, good things. We're not going to try and find anything that's horrible. Number three, I want you to acknowledge three things you can hear. Can you hear your kids speaking? Can you hear them playing? Is there traffic noise outside? What about birds? Are you hearing birds looking through your window? Are you hearing any birds chirping around outside? What about sitting still, being quiet, and actually listen? It will amaze you to listen to the sound the things in your home makes. But you see, the thing is, typically we're busy and we miss out on hearing those little things. Sometimes I hear this little creaky noise. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm convinced that it's either the trees outside or it's just the wood. The homes are built, you know, out of wood. So I don't think it should be uncommon or any surprises to us that from time to time we hear sounds coming from inside of our homes. Okay. If you listen, you will actually hear the music in the background. Can you hear the music in the background of this recording? Right? So go ahead. And I want you to acknowledge three things you can hear. Number four, notice two things you can smell. What are those two things? Two things off the bat. In my closet, I can smell my perfume and I can smell the lotion. In fact, you're going to find this to be weird, but I love smelling the vitamins. I open the vitamin bottle and sometimes I sniff, I smell the vitamin. It's just a smell coming from the bottle. I love to smell it. And another odd thing, maybe smell your socks. I don't know. That's kind of creepy maybe. And I like to smell the leather. I have a jacket I'm looking at right now, and I once in a while I just smell up to smell the leather. Maybe you have I don't know what else is in my closet that I can smell. If I go in my room, I could probably find a plate that's sitting there I could smell because I had something to eat earlier. So, you know, just notice two things that you can smell. Lastly, I want you to find one thing you can taste. And if you're going to do this, which I do encourage you to repeat this exercise on your own, you can put a piece of chocolate or your favorite health snack or a piece of chocolate close by so that you can grab it. Find one thing you can taste. I think the only thing in my closet I'm looking at right now that I can taste is the, we call it the emergency. I have that little box of emergency on my shelf that I've been taking religiously over the last couple of months, because I have really bad allergies, and somebody encouraged me to take it every single day. So I have a box of it, sitting there. That's something I can pour in some water and I can taste the flavor. So there you have it. That's the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. It went a little bit slower than my friend did with me, but I think you get the idea. And I'll probably have some free downloads that you can practice on your own for parents who are home with their children. It's a really good exercise to do with your kids. They'll get a kick out of it, you know, and it's really all about just empowering and encouraging one another as we go through this season with all the tips that we can offer, right? So if you feel calm enough, take another one or two long deep breaths to end the process. Notice how you feel after, right? Just notice how you feel afterward. And I would encourage you to write things down in your journal. Journal it. Journal how you're feeling, how the exercise make you feel. And above all, I want to say practice, practice, practice. So here's the thing. We're in this for the long haul. We don't know how long this process will take, because even if the isolation and the quarantine gets lifted, we still have a ways to go to really revitalize our communities, to really get our children and the schools and everything else that's been impacted by this pandemic. So we're in this for the long haul. So my friends, as you continue to be resilient and intentional, I want to encourage you to remember that a positive attitude in a negative situation wins the war against negativity, despair, and stress every time. Yes, you can use the 5-4-3-2-1 technique in whatever order that feels comfortable for you. No, my friends, grounding in the present moment doesn't magically make all of our problems disappear. But here's the thing. With a balanced and grounded mindset, you and I, we can better explore life challenges from a place of awareness, by being calm, from a faith-driven, positive, hope-filled expectation that things are going to get better. In fact, whether you believe it or not, this is who you've always been. You were not created to live in anxiety. You were not created to live in fear. So we're going to use our faith to combat the fear and the war in our minds that's trying to push us down into this valley of discouragement. And so I encourage you this afternoon, give the 5-4-3-2-1. It's a practical, grounded technique. And I know for some of us, we include a prayer in there as you're meditating, as you go through the exercises. Be praying, be praising God and just thanking God for your mind. You're created to live in abundance. And the abundance is the abundance that comes from God. The abundance of His peace, His love, His kindness towards us. And gosh, has He been merciful. And so without further ado, I just want to encourage your hearts today when you get a moment. And I'm going to close by reading the scripture again. Philippians 4 and verse 8 says, "Finally, my brethren, my friends, my community members, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." And I think we've got a whole lot of things to be grateful for. So my friends, as we approach week 3, I just want to empower you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Keep your armor on. Somebody might be asking, what is she talking about an armor? I'm glad you asked. Keep your armor on. And you know what? The scripture talks about our armor as Christian. To keep the armor is the, I want to read it for you. The armor that I am referring to that comes from the scripture. And it is found in Ephesians chapter 6. And you can read it on your own, 11 to 20. Because this is not a flesh and blood war that we're fighting in. We're in a spiritual war. And because we're in this war, we have to put on the full armor of God to be able to withstand it, to be able to fight, knowing that we win. We already won. We know that. And so put on the armor. And the armor is the armor that comes, the full armor of God. And what I'm talking about is that make sure that your loins are girt. Your loins are girt about with truth. Know what is true. Know what you know what is true. And for many have been saying, God is for us. He is not against us. So just know that's the truth. The next is the armor is the breastplate of righteousness. Let's be right, going back to the scripture I just read. Let's think on the things that are true. Let's live in righteousness. Let's do what righteousness is doing, what's right, what is right standing in the eyes of God. So let's do what is right. Let's speak kindly to one another. Let's be praying for the world. Let's remember that the scripture says in all things we should give thanks, even in the midst of bad situations. The next piece of the armor is that we put our feet, be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This is not the time to be spreading rumors of war. This is time for us to be spreading peace, the peace that comes from God. We need to be the hands and feet of God that share peace with everyone around us. So the preparation of the gospel, be sharing the word of God with our unsaved loved one and friends. Be sharing the gospel with our children. You know, this morning I thought about like God just shut everything down so we could go back to the basics of teaching our children how to trust in the Lord. Knowing that when times get hard, this is not the time for us to turn our backs on God. This is the time for us to anchor our hope in Him and to show our children and our family members and our friends and loved ones what it looks like. It's one thing to speak it out, but it's another thing to make sure that our words and our actions are aligned. And so the other piece is the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I love the next verse that in verse 18 that says, praying always. Watch. Persevere. Pray. Be in supplication. This is the time for us to be praying always. I was talking to my mom this week and I said, Mom, I don't watch the news. If I want updates, I'll probably go to the World Health Organization or CDC or my local public health department. But I'm not into the news because I want to hear from God. What's going on? I want the Holy Spirit to be downloading in my spirit how to think, what to say, what to pray for. So I just want to encourage your hearts today. I'm going to close now and I'm going to pray for us as I close today. Be encouraged, my friends. God is for us and He is counting on each and every one of us to be His hands and feet. This is not the time to cower back in fear. This is not the time for us to curl up thinking that our hope is lost. I love the song that says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. We don't fear. We don't fear. We trust. We trust the name of Jesus. We hope in the Lord. And we know that when we hope in Him, we will not be ashamed. So be encouraged, my friends. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Let us continue to pray always. Encourage one another. Even these little practical tips to center us back, to come back, to connect ourselves with God. Center yourself, ground your mind, and so you can hear from the Lord. And so, Father, I thank You for... thank You for today. Thank You that although some of us are feeling uncomfortable in this season, that we know that for those who love You, that everything will work together for the good. To strengthen us, O God. Let Your joy be our strength today. Strengthen us from the inside out. And as we go out to work next week, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May Your peace that passeth all understanding rule the hearts of Your children. Rule our hearts, O God. Take full control. We surrender to You, and we ask You to have Your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank You. We praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless your hearts today. Remember, you can come back as often as you wish. www.leoniematteson.com and check out the podcast. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at Leonie H. Matteson. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm at Leonie H. Matteson. Don't be shy. Say hello to me on Twitter. I'm at Leonie Matteson. Until next time, remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God bless your hearts and have a blessed week. God bless you.